When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and ReCore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day
power
premium.
All right, here we're back at halftime.
For your best deal, call Gary at
989-975-0909.
That's 975-0909.
And we have our fourth guest. And your name is?
Joseph Southgate.
Joseph Southgate.
Yes.
And what grade are we in? May I call you Joe?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you looking for a cell phone without a long-term commitment that actually works in the Thumb area? Are you sick and tired of bad reception from the other guys? Then it's time to get on the fast track with Thumb Cellular. And right now, they have the hottest deals of the season. Thumb Cellular has prepaid no-commitment rates as low as a penny a minute and 3 cents a text. Now, through October 31st, get the Motorola Z6M cell phone and a $20 prepaid card for just $39.99 with free activation. This card gets you over 600 minutes or 600 texts. Also on sale is the LG 260 Rumor cell phone with a $35 airtime card and free activation for just $59.99. Remember, with Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid cards, there's no credit check, no contract, and no overages. You must act quickly because this sale is through October 31st only. So stop by Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Then you too will know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
Insurance, not something everyone thinks of, but on the other hand, being without it could be a lot worse. Your local Farm Bureau insurance agents, Casey Yon and Deb Croswick, can help you decide which type of insurance policy is best for you when it comes to farm, home, auto, life, or health. Are you prepared to help meet your child's future education goals? Is it difficult to think of gifts to give your children or grandchildren that will last a lifetime? Have you ever considered giving life insurance? Farm Bureau Insurance can help put a financial value on your life. Your life may be busy and complicated, but with the help of your local Farm Bureau Insurance agents, Casey Yon and Deb Croswick, life could be a lot more simple. Visit your local Farm Bureau Insurance agents, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach and Obley, or Deb Croswick in Unionville. From life-changing events to everyday miracles, Casey Yon of Harbor Beach and Obley and Deb Croswick of Unionville are here to help you protect the people, places, and things that matter most. Call Casey Yon in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 and in Ubley at 658-8538 or Deb Croswick in Unionville at 674-8617.
Has changed.
All right, we're back here.
Bread was only 14 cents a loaf, gasoline a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is that Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years.
First time I've had a kid that had that many, but he was organized. What sport do you play?
Soccer and cross country in the fall. Hopefully basketball is here in the winter and track in the spring.
Well, not hopefully. Have a positive attitude.
Okay, yeah.
What's your favorite class?
Spanish 3.
These kids with all these hard classes.
A lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf. Gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon.
But the one thing that's all I know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And where do you plan on future college plans?
I plan to go to Michigan Tech.
Michigan Tech. Oh, you're going a long way from home, and you know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite drill in soccer?
Shotgun.
Shotgun.
Yeah.
Explain just a little bit, real quick, what that is.
You just lines up and take shots at the goalie.
Oh.
Plain and simple.
Oh, the poor goalie. Do you trade off as far as being a goalie?
No.
Oh, that
There's
poor kid.
There's two or three that rotate, and that's it.
That's it. Do they have padding on and everything when you do this?
They have their gloves. That's all? Yeah.
Oh, my. I don't think I'd be a goalie very long. All right. Well, I think we've covered all our questions, Joe. In case they didn't hear, you're a senior, and your name was?
Joey Southgate.
All right. Joey Southgate was our fourth guest, and we want to thank all the kids for coming up at halftime. We've done this all year, and we want to thank the students who come up and give of their time freely here at halftime. So thank you very much, Mrs. Achenbach. Thank you. We'll be back in a moment, and we'll get ready for the third quarter.
Actually, we're going to stick right with it here, Ron,
okay.
as we were wrapping things up there, and sorry for the technical difficulties. We actually are ready to start off this second half. So Big Man 72 is going to be kicking this off for USA, and this one's got to about the 28-yard line where Aaron Ginter picks it up and moving right to left across his radio. Moves, gets tripped up in at the 42-yard line, brought down to the 45, where Hard Reach will take over with 55 yards to score.
Ryan Nitz made the tackle, otherwise Ginther would have been off to the races again as he was started down the middle and cut to the left side. As we get ready to start this third quarter, the Pirates up 35-0.
And again, we thank our guests today, and actually one wants to job shadow me.
Isn't that impressive?
It's very impressive.
Yes. No more. I didn't have any phys ed people. That was disappointing.
I'm still waiting for a Spartan, though.
Spartan.
I'm waiting for a Spartan.
Hey, that's right. We did have some Chippewas again.
That's right. So it's T formation. Hand off to Derek Puff to the right side, who moves ahead for about five more yards. He's at midfield. Gain of six for the Pirates. Brings up second and four.
Josh Collins made the hit for the Patriots. You know, I did some checking on Paul Bunyan.
Yeah.
Trophy.
Okay.
Governor George
Bunyan?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. G. Menon Williams.
Okay.
Founded the trophy.
Okay.
And that's where it started from. And it wanted to be between the colleges and the Big Ten, and so it was set up as a rivalry game between Michigan and Michigan State.
Meanwhile, handoff to Klasky. He has room to run. He's out to the 35, and he has one tackle to break, and he's out to the 20-yard line. Trip finally brought down the 10-yard line.
Well, the only reason he was able to trip him up, he grabbed a hold of Klasky's glove, and that he was hanging on to the football. He didn't care about the glove. He let him have it. But it tripped him up and brought him down around the 10-yard line.
You know, whatever it takes, I guess.
That's right.
So, 40-yard gain there for Sloan Klasky. He had 40 more to his total. He now has 9 and only 5 carries. So now it's 1st and 10 for the Pirates at their USA 11-yard line. They're on the brink of scoring and getting in there in the C formation. And it's a handoff to number 7, Derek Puff, who breaks right but reverses to the left. And he's right down the middle of the field. And he's right down to about the 1 yard line. Looks like he's just shy of the touchdown. It's going to be 2nd and goal at the 1 yard line.
Number 57, Mascaro for the Patriots, made the hit. But as Clark mentioned, instead of throwing him back, he threw him toward the goal. That doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's the way it happened.
Okay, so it's 2nd and goal at the 1 yard line after a puff 8 yard gain for Harbor Beach. T formation for Kraft. He's under center. And it's a handoff once again to number 7, Derek Puff. He's trying to dive in. And no arms up yet in the air. And it brings up 3rd down.
Looks like he's going to be at the 1-inch line and on the bottom of the pile for the Patriots. If he'll turn around, is number 59. Bednarski for the Patriots.
So 3rd and goal at the 1-inch line for the Pirates. They're trying to tack on 7 more. Now, we're currently at 35-0 Harbor Beach, 8:46 in the third quarter. Kraft under center, hands it off to number 45, Sloan Klasky. He's in for the score. And tack on 6 more for the Pirates. It is now 41-0 Harbor Beach over USA with 8:36 remaining in the third.
Well, this has to be deflating to the Patriots as they were not able to throttle the Pirates here. And they put on 6 more and we'll have a running clock at this point until the Patriots can score a touchdown.
And that's the 4th touchdown for Sloan Klasky tonight. And that is 3 through on the ground and 1 through the air for Klasky.
Ginther kicks this, and it looks like it's good. And that tack, that'll make it 42-0 with 8:36 to go in this third quarter.
We'll be back right after this.
The best of luck to all area sports teams.